This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service in the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Shai Shivers. Benjamin Davis is working as a human-centered computing PhD student at the Georgia Tech School of Psychology Sonification Lab. Benjamin is working on accessibility of mathematics.
I do a lot of work with accessibility mathematics classes, particularly K-12, and I'm looking at graphs in particular. And I've looked at the standards, particularly the upcoming Common Core standards, which will be implemented in 48 states in 2014, and how they talk about graphs in the standards. I look at curriculum items, such as graphing problems in textbooks and on tests. Then I've also looked at how to make those graphing problems more accessible. My particular approach is to talk with teachers that know vision impairment and mathematics and ask them about the steps that they would expect their students to use to solve the graphing problems. Once we have those steps, we basically have a list of items that a system should be able to do.
Davis explains the different types of system there are to use when creating a graph.
I think everybody's familiar with the story of Louis Braille. Is a written language for people that can't see words or letters. And related to that, the use of tactile graphics, basically raised figures. And it's been very useful to have tactile graphics as a resource here in the United States. And materials such as wiki sticks and sticky dots allow somebody to put items on a raised grid, for example, with a Perkins Brailler, for example. They can put Braille on the page and label it, and really, you know, be able to create the graphs themselves.
Davis believes tactile graphics are a great resource that helps vision impaired students learn graphs and mathematics. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech under the direction of Professor Bruce Walker. The lab develops and evaluates auditory and multimedia interface incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Assistive Tech for the Georgia Radio Reading Service. GARS. I'm Shai Shivers.